In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Say all you want about the marvels and beauties of heaven. Truth is, most of us are in no hurry to get there. Maybe it's the fear of dying. Maybe it's the anxiety about the unknown. Whatever it is, most Christians would just as soon sing songs about golden streets, but keep right on walking on asphalt. Secretly, our hearts go out to Lot's wife, for we've done our fair share of rubbernecking at the world we've grown so attached to. To Paul's desire to depart and be with Christ, we may voice our amen, but only with a whisper, for we really don't desire that, at least not in the immediate future. And even if promised all the smells and bells of a papal burial, with the world's Toms, Dicks, and Harrys singing our supposed praises, most of us would just as soon go with much less hoopla years from now. You may say that the only reason that you want to stay here is to serve your fellow man, but nobody really believes you, least of all, God. You may claim that the only things you really love in this world are, after all, God's gifts, family and friends, good beer, tasty food, sunshiny days. But let the Lord snatch away all his gifts, and you'll find that in each of them you have erected and genuflected before an idol, unbeknownst to you or not. Thy love is thy God. Being in the world but not of the world sounds like and is a fine distinction, but parsing what's in and what's of in the grammar of daily life is a test we miserably and perpetually fail. Who is it that overcomes the world, John inquires. In other words, who is it that keeps at arm's length the desires of the flesh, the desires of the eyes, and pride in possessions? Who is he who could care less if he is rich or poor, honored or hated by men, successful or a failure in the eyes of those round about him? Who is he who keeps his foot always planted upon the neck of a prostrate world? Only one, John says, he who believes that Jesus is the Son of God. So, fight, O Christian. Fight against the desires of the flesh, but know that in your battles you will lose as often, nay, more than you win. Avert your gaze from the desires of the eyes, but know that even blind men lust. Spurn pride and mammon, but don't even begin to pretend that you can completely dethrone that idol from your heart. For he who overcomes the world is not he who undertakes its conquest, but he who believes that Jesus is the Son of God. So repent and believe, O Christian, for the world has overcome you, and it will time and again, but it has not overcome the one in whom you believe. The Word who long ago made the world out of water and through the water has come to remake it once more, not by water alone, but by water and by blood. He who saved Noah and his family through the water has come to save once and for all, not by water only, but by water and by blood. He who redeemed the children of Israel from slavery through the waters of the Red Sea has come to redeem once and for all, not by water only, but by water and by blood. And he who quenched the thirst of his people through water flooding from the stricken rock has come to quench every thirst, every desire, every need you have, not by water alone, but by water commingled with the blood cascading from his stricken side. For he who truly was in the world but not of the world, who really did desire only to serve and not be served, who does all you don't and rejects all that you embrace, He is the only begotten gift bestowed upon the world in love. So raise your spear and pierce the side, O Roman, and let us see what lies within him. There it is, the chalice of his heart, running over to redden your lips and gladden your hearts with the peace of knowing all is well between you and the Father. Pierce his side, O soldier, and let us see what is hidden within. There it is, the font of his body, splashing out the water that liquidates your failures, showers away the stains of sin, and readies you for life in the world without end. This is the testimony of the Spirit who co-testifies with the water and with the blood, that you have overcome the world in him who overcame the world for you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.